Hello everyone, welcome to our Daily Mana. Talking about the grace of Jesus Christ, it covers a lot of things. It covers multitude of sins. It doesn't care about any background, any social status, or even the past mistakes that we have done. And talking about the grace of Jesus Christ, I just want to share to you God's Word by inviting you to open your Bibles with me in Luke 19 verses 9 and 10. The word of the Lord says, "And Jesus said to him, 'Today, salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.'" May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. This is actually the story about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was considered one of the most corrupt persons in the Bible. During this time, Zacchaeus was actually considered a sinner. People thought that he was actually taking money from them. He was telling them that he's going to give it to the government, but the truth is, he was putting it in his own pocket, and he was considered a sinner, which was a very grave misconduct during their time. But as you see in this story, this was actually the time where Zacchaeus sought for Jesus Christ. It says here in Luke 19, verse 2 and 4, "And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way." Zacchaeus sought Jesus Christ earnestly because he was trying to find out who this Jesus was. We do not actually know what Zacchaeus heard about Jesus, but maybe the news about Jesus' miracles and the things that Jesus did already reached Zacchaeus. But one thing that we can understand here, like Zacchaeus, there are so many things that we can do as we seek God. And Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus Christ. And the more we look at this story, we can actually see that when Jesus initiated that encounter with Zacchaeus, it says in Luke 19 verse 5, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.'" In Jewish culture, eating with a person in his home means a sort of acceptance. Publicly declaring his intention to eat with a tax collector, the Zacchaeus speaks a lot about how Jesus sees him. That's why when people saw that Jesus was eating with Zacchaeus, they murmured and said, "He's eating with that sinner." And you would see that Zacchaeus did not have a very good public appearance to those people around him. People were thinking that he was a sinner, he was a bad person, he was a very corrupt individual. But you can actually see here that when Jesus sat down and ate dinner with this person, Jesus was also telling those individuals around him that, "I am accepting this person regardless of the background, the status, and what this person did in the past." That's why Jesus declared here in Luke 19 verse 8 to 9, "And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and I have defrauded anyone of anything. I restore it fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to his house.'" You see, Jesus changed Zacchaeus' heart and brought salvation to his house. It was not because Zacchaeus was too willing to give up what he took from those people around him, but it was because Zacchaeus encountered Jesus Christ. And as we look into his life, Jesus' action elicited a sincere response from Zacchaeus. It was not merely because Zacchaeus was willing to give up anything, but because Zacchaeus encountered the Lord Jesus Christ and his life was changed forever. And today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we look into ourselves, we can actually see that there are things around us that are inevitable. But one thing that we can be sure of is that the grace of Jesus Christ, regardless of the sins, the past mistakes that we did, you know, the background that we have, the family status that we have, Jesus covers it all and he accepts us for who we really are. But here's the switch. Here's the twist. Jesus loves us so much that he doesn't want us to stay the same. He wants us to be changed. And that's what happened to Zacchaeus. So for today, what I want us to be reminded of, that let us allow Jesus Christ to transform us every day in our lives and allow his grace, his love, his victory to really mold us to be the person, to be the Christian, to be the salt and light of this world so that we can bring Jesus to those people around us. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. It is my prayer, Lord, that this moment you will allow us to realize that change can only happen if we allow and welcome you in our lives. And so, Lord, today I pray for my brothers and sisters that you will allow them, Lord, to know your goodness, your grace, your love, your mercy, and above everything else, that you will cover us, Lord God, with your love. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us this time and for allowing us, Lord, to know who you are. And just like Zacchaeus, let it be, Lord, that our lives will be changed every day, moment by moment, as we encounter you, Lord, every day in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.